the West Bank. I watched you cross into Kalangia with the look of an orphan on finding their former home filled with strangers. I know that look as I knew the light of Ramallah. My parents bought shoes from your grandfather's shop. His only son, your father, was a tailor who claimed his needlework matched the finest in the East. I was then a child who swept the world's dust from his door, and he among the few who were granted a permit. My own family did not fare so well, and up until my parents' death, not one has been seen in their homeland. We who remain endure a divided fate, our kin forced to live abroad. One such family was that of the poet Mourid Barghouti. He who, after 30 years in exile, was finally allowed to return. The exact time? I think the summer of 1996. I had long wanted to ask him, great and most wonderful poet, in what language do you now think? One day it may be so. But for now it's documents, documents, signed and stamped before being passed further up the chain. And for what? My friend, can you recall a time when there was no West Bank, nor a separate Jerusalem? But let me introduce myself. And while we walk in our homeland, small as it is, it will survive the curse of its history. Doesn't Mourid tell us so?